Increase our love. Increase
Allah,
increase our love to the Prophet.
Allah,
increase our love to the Prophet.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in Silsila Miracles of the Last Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Today, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll be talking about miracles related to animals. Before we proceed ahead towards our main topic, let's make few good intentions. As it is the saying of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And if you do not make good intention, then you are not rewarded for that particular action. The more intentions one makes, the higher the reward he attains. I make an intention that inshallah will present this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You make this intention that you will listen from start to end, you will remember what you learned, and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah azza wa jal. There is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the person who recites 50 times salawat upon me in a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now let's start our topic of the day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Bakas, how are you?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Alhamdulillah. As I earlier mentioned that inshallah, today we'll be talking about miracles related to animals. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have performed those miracles which have got relationship with animals. So which one you have picked today, the very first one you would like to share with viewers?
MashaAllah, there are many miracles regarding animals. Once there was an owner of an animal, of a camel, and his camel was uncontrollable, running around in the streets, causing problems, causing trouble for everybody, and nobody could catch this camel. So they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, there's this camel, nobody can catch it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes to the camel, and he goes towards the camel, and the Sahaba Ikram says, Ya Rasulullah, you don't go near the camel, stay back. It's biting people like a rabid and diseased dog. If you go, it might harm you. Don't go near this camel. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I don't fear the camel, don't worry, let me go. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes to this camel, and then when the camel sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the camel slows down. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts his hand, blessed hand, on the camel. And the camel, he bows his head in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's like he's doing sajda to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeps his hand on this blessed, on the camel, and he's putting his hand over the camel, and then when it's calmed down, he takes it, and he gives it back to the owner of the camel. The Sahaba Ikram is the one that said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they see this and say that if this camel can give sajda to you, can bow down to you, we as humans, we are more worthy. Why can't we do sajda to you? We should be able to sajda as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if I was able to make sajda permissible for anybody, I would command wives to do sajda to their husbands. This is where this hadith has come from. It's also a famous hadith as well, that if I had commanded anybody to do sajda, I would ask the wives to do sajda from there to their husbands. This is where this hadith has come from as well.
Subhanallah, mashaAllah. The viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard a beautiful account regarding an uncontrolled camel. That's why Al-Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman, he writes in his poetry, Apne maula ki hai bas shan azim, apne maula ki hai bas shan azim, janwar bhi kare jin ki ta'zeem, sang karte hai adab se tasneem, ped sajde mein gira karte hai. My master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, possesses a unique glory that animals also respect him. Stones greet him with respect and trees fall into prostration before him. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the shan, this is the status of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Brother Waqas has made a beautiful point that in this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, sajda is not permitted other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You cannot prostrate somebody other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because sajda is only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The viewers of Madani Channel, ulama, they have mentioned, even Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmatu Rahmani has mentioned, if someone performs sajda, he prostrates before creation with intention of ibadah, worship, then it is disbelief. And if someone prostrates before creation with intention of ta'zeem, meaning respect, then it is haram in the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also come to know the importance of the husband's rights. That if somebody was given a permission to do sajda, then who would it be? The wife he had to do before his husband. So this highlights the rights of husbands. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all the ability to respect our husbands, and to husbands give the ability to respect the rights of their wives. So we understood beautiful madani pearls from this account, this mu'jiza of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's go towards another miracle of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, that was a miracle about the camel. Another animal was a goat. Mm-hmm. Once Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling, and with them was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. They were traveling to Medina Sharif when they were migrating. And they stopped at a place and they knocked on a door and they asked, as travelers, that have you got anything that you could do our khidmat of us? For example, any food, do you have anything we have? There was a lady came out, her name was Umm Ma'bad. Umm Ma'bad says that we respect the Arabs, we respect the guests, but unfortunately we have nothing in the house I can give you. If I had something, I'll give it to you. My husband has gone out with the goats and he has gone for a walk with the goats, I have nothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees in one corner, there's a very weak goat tied up. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you give ijazat, can we milk this goat? Umm Abba says, this goat, how can you milk this goat? She's got no meat on her skin, she's very weak, she hasn't got any milk in her, there's nothing there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and he puts his hand on the back of this goat and the goat starts to move. And he opens his legs and gets ready to be milked. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks for a bowl, for a dish to be bought. Umm Abba brings a dish and the goat is milked. Another dish is bought, the goat is milked. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives Umm Ma'bad to drink, says Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to drink. Then he gives, they leave this place. When they leave, there's so much light in that place, so much nur, so much tadliyat was left there, that when the husband of Umm Ma'bad, Abu Ma'bad, comes back, and he says that, what is this light I am seeing in our house? What has happened? Where has all this milk come from? She explains, and she says that I was lost in the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She didn't know this was the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal. She says that I was lost in the beauty. I didn't even ask who he was. I didn't even ask his name. And then she starts to describe the beautiful, the character and the beautiful vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a very long hadith. And the ulama uses hadith to describe the features of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She describes his eyebrows, his color, his texture, his height, his eyes, everything she described, and how beautiful the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was.
I would like to mention one account, which is also a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. A camel was once making a loud noise while the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was once present in the garden of an Ansari, which later began to sob after seeing the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with tears falling from its eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went near to it and stroked its head with his blessed hands, subhanallah, upon which it became content and silent. He then inquired of the owner of the camel and was told that it belonged to the certain Ansari, who was immediately called for and said to, Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you people control over these animals, thus it is obligatory unto you, show mercy to them. Your camel has complained to me that you give it little food and make it work more than its ability. Allahu Ghani. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, did you see, even camels, if they've got any hajat, if they need to present their request to someone, and subhanAllah, they also go to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and they're teaching us that if you're worried, if you've got concerns, and if you call upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam out of love, wallah wo sun lenge, faryad ko pahunchenge. Wallah, by Allah he will listen. Wallah wo sun lenge, faryad ko pahunchenge. He will reach to you. He will listen your plea. Aisa bhi to ho koi jo aah kare dil se. There should be someone who proclaims with true heart. Allahu Akbar. The Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam helps. Look at this animal. He's complaining, he's asking, he's harder than the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam helped him, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understands the language of animals, right? He is speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka alayhi salatu wa salam is understanding him, and subhanallah, whatever complaint was that, and that was also sorted. And this is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because he is rahmat for the universe. He is rahmat. He is blessing for all entire world. Animals, trees, stars, sun, moon, anything. He is nabi for all, and he is God's blessing for all. And this is what we are learning from this miracle of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why we say, سب سے اولا والا ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا والا ہمارا نبی وقاتبی. I've got a واقعہ I would like to share with viewers of Madani Channel, that حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ narrates, such a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is narrating that in his youth he used to be a shepherd to the livestock of Uqba, the leader of disbelievers of Makkah. Incidentally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once passed by me one day. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, please, if your animals have milk, then give us some milk as well. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I am not the owner of these animals, only their shepherd. They were handed over to me in trust by their owner. How can I give you milk to drink without his permission? It was a valid point. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then asked if there was a kid, baby goat amongst one of them. And after, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought one to him. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu held down its leg down whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched the area where it gives milk, causing it to be instantaneously filled with it. Allahu Akbar. He firstly drank it, followed by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and finally Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given to drink. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then pleaded his hands on the she-goat and said, be as before, causing the area filled with milk to at once became again dry as it was before. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. The viewers of Madani Channel, not only this, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala states that he was very impressed by the mu'jiza and submitted, teach me as well the divine revelation, wahi, which you receive. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, you will certainly learn as you have the thirst for knowledge. As a result, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala memorized 70 surahs of the Holy Quran, and after hearing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite them, and states, this mu'jiza was a major reason in my acceptance of Islam. This is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Such a great stature of Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Companion of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that I was so much impressed by this mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was one of the main reasons of my embracing Islam. And dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this is the shan of our Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Diva Qasbay, any other miracle?
Another beautiful miracle is that once Sayyidina Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala reports that a Bedouin from Bani Sulaim was passing by a gathering where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his Sahaba Ikram and he had a lizard which he had captured from the jungle. And he asked somebody, who is this? He said, this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not a Muslim, this guy. He was a Bedouin, he's walking by. And he said that this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, when he was given dawah to accept Islam, he said, I swear by Lat and Uzza, who were the idols of that time, the big idols of that time, I swear by them, I will not accept Islam until this lizard of mine accepts Islam. And he put the lizard in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a way saying that this lizard is never going to accept Islam, so I'm not going to accept Islam as well. But he has said it already, that I will accept Islam when this lizard accepts Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he calls out to the lizard, and the lizard speaks. He says, Labbaik, he speaks. And he says, O lizard, who is your Lord?
Allah.
And I'll read out what the lizard says. The lizard replied, my Lord is the Lord whose splendor is visible in the heavens, and his power and authority is present on the earth. His mercy is in Jannah and his anger is in Jahannam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who am I? Telling people, I won't tell you, the lizard will tell you. Who am I? The lizard replied, you are the seed of the prophets and the messenger of the Lord of the universe. Whoever believes in you shall be successful, and whoever does not will be rejected. The Bedouin became so impressed of this mu'jiza and quickly accepted Islam. He became a Muslim. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before I accepted Islam, you were the most hated person to me.
Allah.
I hated you out of everybody.
Allah.
Now I have accepted Islam. Now seeing your mu'jizat, you are the most beloved person to me. This was the power of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had power over the skies, over the moon, over the sun, over everything, over the animals. What did he not have power over? Look, this how he communicates with the animals, how he controls the animals, how he speaks with the animals. What can be said about the shawn of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
The viewers of Qadri channel, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, see that when we read, when we learn about the biography of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, we learned from Muballigh of Dawat Islami in today's, in this silsila, that how Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam performed such miracles, and how the animals, they used to do obedience in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, how obedient they were. Allahu Ghani, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Qadri channel, there was one donkey, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and the name was Ya'fur. And whatever Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam wanted somebody to call, like for example, if Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam would want Hazrat Bilal to come to his blessed court, he would say, Ya'fur, you go to Bilal and call him. Dear viewers of Madani Shari, it's such an amazing that a donkey, Allahu Ghani, he was also a true ashik of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Look at the knowledge of this donkey. When Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, he tells him, go and call Bilal, that if he stole this, then he will go to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. He wouldn't go to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Look at the knowledge of this donkey. When Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam sends him to someone's house, he is not going to the market, he is going to the house. This is the shan of the Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam's Mubarak and blessed donkey, Allahu Ghani. What can you talk about the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? This is the obedience of Ya'fur in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Where do we stand? What is our lifestyle? Are we doing obedience? Are we doing ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Are we following the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? This is the question I'm leaving on to you. Please, please, come back to the teachings of Islam. Come back and attach yourself with this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islami. Come to the Ijtimaat of Dawat Islami. Travel in Madani Qafili of Dawat Islami. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, watch Madani Channel. You will have the opportunity to learn so much about your deen, about your religion, about adab, about respect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, about shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that's all for today. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll come back with another beautiful episode of Miracles of the Last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until then, keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Increase our love.